Hello, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, I wanted to talk about desire. And what do you think of when you hear the word or read the word desire? Anything? I think of sex. I don't know if that's good or bad or telling of my personality, but that's what I think of. And it got me to thinking and about the word desire. And the definition's really, really easy. It's just something you want. Something you want. Which makes sense because I typically want sex. But I was reading this article on the Thought Catalog, which is a really, really great website if you like to just read about random different topics and things. I really recommend it. There's a lot there, and when I was reading this article, I ended up couldn't find it, so I can't tell you exactly what it was called, but the author was talking about desire, and he said, all desires that we have are complex. And I was like, a complex? That sounds kind of serious, like medical. So it's been a while since, you know, first year college psychology, so I looked up the word complex. All about using the dictionary, I guess, for this pillow talk. And it said, a complex is a system of interrelated, emotional, charged ideas, feelings, memories, and impulses that is usually repressed and that gives rise to abnormal or pathological behavior. Sounds kind of serious, doesn't it? Well, thinking about sex, at least my personal opinion, of course sex is abnormal. No one has sex the same way. Thank God, wouldn't that be horrible? But no, but everyone has sex different. Everyone thinks about sex differently. Everybody craves sex differently. And some people want a lot, some people don't. Some people need it in a relationship. With other people, it's not that important. Personally, it is important to me. And it's taken me some time to accept that and not feel bad or feel... I'm not slutty. Like, I don't, I'll be slutty for the person I'm sleeping with, but I don't sleep with a lot of people. I've never had a one night stand. I've only ever had sex with someone I'm in a committed relationship. And so, I suppose that makes me in a way a slave to monogamy, but, my personal desires and the things I want sexually have really never been filled in a relationship, never been satisfied in a relationship. It's kind of awful to say out loud. Isn't it? It's terrible to admit. Anyways, I'm fascinated by sex. I'm fascinated by the topic. I love hearing about it. I love learning about it. I like having conversations about it. Like, just what people like, what everyone just likes different stuff. And it's incredible. It's a really fun topic. And of course I really enjoy sex just for myself. But anyways, So back to desires being complexes. I talk about fantasies a lot. Like, I share fantasies a lot, but I don't typically talk about them, I guess. Some of my personal, like, desires and fantasies and fetishes. So I thought I'd just list a couple and share a couple with you. And I found it was really difficult to think about, okay, what are things that turn me on? Like, that's easy enough. I'm pretty in touch with that. But explaining them, it's like, it really got to the point where I felt like it was the same as trying to explain why my eyes were blue. You can't help what turns you on. You can't help what gets you excited sexually. It's just what's in you. Which is part of why fantasy is so exciting, because you really get to explore those things, in the safety of your brain. No one's gonna judge you. But, I think it's important to know what turns you on sexually and what doesn't turn you on. I honestly think it's just as important as knowing what you like to eat or how you like to spend your free time. I mean, it's very important to know yourself sexually and to know yourself and be honest with yourself. It's part of who you are. You know, it's just kind of part of us being human. It's an instinct we have. In some, it's really strong, and in others, it's not. And neither's good or bad, but it's important to know where you are on the scale. And, I mean, it moves depending on where you are in your life and what's going on in your life. I mean, I don't think it's probably ever the same throughout your entire life, but I've noticed I've always really been interested in it and curious about it. And obviously in high school and stuff, I figured, you know, that's just puberty. Like, that's just normal, right? But once I, like, started getting older and, like, obviously kind of out of that, it really stayed, and it really stayed strong. So I guess that's just who I am. But anyways, some of the things that really, really turn me on and get me excited. One of the things is tattoos. I love tattoos. I love seeing tattoos on people. Growing up, one of my best friends through school was or is an incredible artist. I remember spending hours in Spanish class just sitting, watching her draw. She could just draw anything, and it was amazing and beautiful, and just, I can barely write my name clearly, so, I mean, that was fantastic, and once we got to college, she became a really fantastic tattoo artist, and so, I really got to be around watching people get tattoos, and even now, I have a lot of friends who, when they're going to get one, they kind of just know to let me know so I can go, because it's just exciting. I don't know why. It's just something I like, and I have no explanation for it, but I love the thought of, like, someone, like, obviously someone I'm romantic with, like, just tracing their body if they have tattoos, or just, I don't know, it just catches my eye, and it's something that turns me on, so there's that. I don't have any of my own. But I like them on other people. Anyways, what else? I'm very submissive sexually. That is, like, the hardest thing to explain. I mean, I don't have to explain it, obviously, but, it's just really natural for me to, be submissive, I guess. I like giving up control. I like pleasing people. I'm a huge people pleaser. I like seeing the look in someone I care about's face when I do something that pleases them, that makes them happy. And so obviously in a relationship or in a sexual relationship, sexually, there's like no better feeling, or no, I don't think I could get more aroused than to have someone, you know, tell me I'm doing a good job when I'm giving them oral sex, or for them to really just take control and just really be in charge of the situation and just really be happier, approving of the way I respond and how excited I am. It's really, I'm always ready to go sexually. There's really no point in my life I've ever had to say, I'm really just not in the mood. It's just, that's not a thing for me. Like, I don't know. That one's a hard one to explain. It's just who I am. It's just what I am. Another one of the things that really turns me on is I love older men. I always have. I've never dated anyone younger than me. I've never dated anyone very close to my own age, even. I remember when the older man thing hit early in my world. And a lot of people assume if you're attracted to older men, you must have a daddy issue, or you must, you know, not want to be independent. You want someone to take care of you. And that's not at all my case. And it's probably not most people's case with the finding older men desirable. I have a great relationship with my father. I always have. He's never done anything to hurt me or anything, and we have an awesome relationship, and we hang out all the time, so I don't have any daddy issues there. And I'm very independent. I'm happy to work. I'm happy to stand on my own two feet financially, so it's not like I want to be taken care of in that way. It's just what I'm turned on to by. It just is. That's it. It's just, when I was in high school, of course, my first older man crush was a teacher. I was a freshman in high school, and my choir director was fresh out of college, brand new. This was his first teaching job. And, I followed him around like a puppy dog. I was his teacher assistant for any class I could get in with, instead of like having a study hall, or if he had a study hall. I made sure I was in that one. I was in all the choirs. I was like president of choir. I was very active in school, and I was in all the musicals and all the plays. So I spent a lot of time with that man. And my first 2 years of high school, I didn't think anything of it. Like, and I remember my junior year, it was like close to the end of the year, I stayed after school to work with him. I did a lot of competing singing in high school, and so it was really common for like any of us to stay after school and work with him. Well, I was the only one that day that stayed after, and so I was sitting on the risers in the band room, in the choir room, waiting for my parents to come and pick me up, because it was over, you know, and my choir director was at the piano, and he started playing and singing to me, singing songs that he was personally working on. And I remember halfway through one of his songs, it clicked that I was like, oh my god, I think I'm in like love with this man. So, you know, like in high school, you think everyone knows everything you think, and you're just really overly self-aware of yourself. And so, having that knowledge for the rest of my, you know, high school life. And just like, it just grew and grew. And I was just really just infatuated with this man, and not like the stalker student kind. I mean, very secretive, very sweetly. I didn't tell anyone about it. And I remember my senior year, I was the lead in the musical, and there were a lot of dancing parts where you had, you know, the male lead would have to dance with me a lot. And the lead, he was a terrible dancer. He didn't know how. It was just really difficult for me to learn my part because he just, it was a whole issue. And of course, I was 18 at the time because it was in the spring. My birthday is in the winter. And I remember my teacher coming up onto stage and just wrapping his hand around my waist, his other hand in my hand, and just dancing with me. And seriously, like, if you want to give a young girl who just had barely just had her first kiss an orgasm, that would have been the way to do it. So yes, that was my first older man crush, and it just has always stayed with me. The other thing, finally, that I'm really just sexually, I really enjoy and really crave and just really want. I really like pain during sex. Now, I feel like that needs to be explained. I don't like hurting myself. Like, I don't like walk through the house, stub my toe, and go, "Oh my God, that feels amazing." No, that's not it. When I say that, I mean, like, okay, so sexually, like, you're building up to that. Like, it's not just, like, I don't just want to be slapped on the face, like, building up to it. So, like, spanking or whips or candle wax or things like that are just really rough sex. It's just, I like, and I've never really had it on a really regular basis in any relationship I've had, just because the people I've been in relationships with are just don't want to hurt me. That's just not their thing. And you can't, I would never force someone into trying something that they didn't get off on. I mean, it's obviously, I don't want to be forced into doing something sexually, so that goes the same way for anyone I'm with. But it is something I really, really like. Anyways, I wanted to share a bit of a poem with you. It's by Allen Ginsberg, and it's, I'm not going to read the whole thing, it's very long. I do recommend reading it on your own, but I'll read a section of it. It's called "Please Master." Please Master, can I touch your cheek? Please Master, can I kneel at your feet? Please Master, can I loosen your blue pants? Please Master, can I gaze at your golden-haired belly? Please Master, can I have your thighs bare to my eyes? Please Master, can I take off my clothes below your chair? Please Master, can I kiss your ankles and sole? Please Master, can I touch your lips, touch lips to your hard muscle, hairless thigh? Please Master, can I lay my ear pressed to your stomach? Please, Master, can I wrap my arms around your white ass? Please, Master, can I lick your golden curl, your groin curled with blonde soft fur? Please, Master, can I touch my tongue to your rosy asshole? Please, Master, may I pass my face to your balls? Please, Master, order me down on the floor. Please, Master, tell me to lick your thick shaft. Please, Master, put your rough hands on my bald, hairy skull. Please, Master, press my tongue to your prick heart. Please, Master, press my face into your belly. Pull me slowly, strong-thumbed, till your dumb hardness fills my throat to the base. Till I swallow and taste your delicate flesh-hot prick, barrel-veined. Please, Master, push my shoulders away and stare in my eyes and make me bend over the table. Please, Master, grab my thighs and lift my ass to your waist. Please, Master, your rough hands stroke on my neck, your palm down to my backside. Please, Master, push me, my feet on chairs, till my hole fills the breath of your spit and your thumb stroke. Please, Master, make me say, please, Master, fuck me now. So I thought that was fitting, for talking about desire. And it's really all I had for this pillow talk. I hope you enjoyed it and are relaxed, and I really hope it wasn't too stimulating, and I hope you're not more awake than you were before you started listening. Thank you, as always, for listening. It's very nice of you to take time out of your day to listen to any of my thoughts. All right, take care, everyone.